Hello everyone. My personal Surface book really came to my rescue today. I was on an important customer call and all of a sudden my laptop died and I couldn't find my power adapter. The battery was completely drained. And I really needed to get to this document which had important information that I wanted to use in the call. So I picked up my personal Surface book that was nearby. I was able to connect to Intune server that my company has. And in almost a few minutes, I was able to get the document accessed on the corporate network. And I was able to continue my call. So with the rise in the mobile-first, cloud-first era, it is really important for enterprises to reinvent the way that they manage Windows devices in the way that they provide productivity to their employees. This is kind of a double-edged sword because you have to provide seamless productivity to your employees while at the same time ensuring that your device is protected and your corporate assets are secured. In this talk, we will talk about the different management options that are available for Windows with a deeper dive into modern mobile device management and the new capabilities that are coming in the next release of Windows. I am Janani Vasudevan, and I'm a program manager on the Windows Device Management team here at Microsoft. So, why do organizations need management? First of all, for the case like I had this morning, to provide seamless productivity to make sure that employees are productive and can work without having any concerns, that's really the first objective of management. As we talked about, along with productivity, there is also the risk of security to the enterprise assets. So enterprises want to make sure that along with providing seamless access to their employees, they can also manage devices to keep devices protected and corporate data secure. And finally, there are many enterprises that want to make sure that the devices in their organization are compliant to regulatory laws and that they can report based on this. So all of these make management really, really important in an enterprise scenario. Windows devices have been in an enterprise for a really long time. And there are different choices that are available to admins. So in terms of management options, there are two kinds of devices that we can broadly classify. One is corporate-owned devices that an enterprise pretty much owns and want to manage completely. And for corporate-owned devices, there are multiple options available today. An enterprise can either go down the path of having traditionally domain-joined devices that are managed via group policy or System Center Configuration Manager, or on the other hand, they can use the new Windows 10 capabilities of joining a device to Azure Active Directory and use mobile device management as the management channel. In addition to corporate-owned devices, there are personally-owned devices that can be used in an enterprise. So many enterprises allow me as an employee to bring in my personal phone or my personal laptop and use it for accessing work resources. So in this case, the users can go ahead and add an Azure Active Directory account to the personal device and the enterprise will be able to manage this device. Again, in this case, mobile device management will be used as the management channel. So what are the new capabilities that are coming into each of these areas in the next release of Windows? In terms of corporate-owned devices, with respect to group policy, there are new policies that will be added to support new features. For mobile device management, again, there are lots of new configuration and new policies that we will see later in this deck that are being added to the next version of Windows. In addition to this, for System Center Configuration Manager, all of the configuration that is added to the MDM channel can also be leveraged using what we call the WMI bridge that I'll explain in a couple of slides. So we talked about how enterprises have a lot of different options, and the choices for choosing these two options depends on the need of the enterprise or the kind of workforce that they have. For instance, if there are employees in an organization that use pretty much desktops or PCs that are connected to the corporate network, traditional domain join option is probably possible. But on the other hand, if there are more mobile workforce where there are tablets and laptops, phones being used by employees that are not really connected to the corporate network, modern mobile device management may be a better option. In addition to these options, there is also another factor that plays in the choice of what management option that you pick up for your enterprise. The MDM platform in Windows 10 is ubiquitous. What I mean by that is it is available on every Windows device, so be it a phone or a PC or a Surface Hub or HoloLens or even IoT. So an enterprise that needs to manage all of these diverse Windows devices can use a single MDM server to manage them. So that's another aspect that really goes into the choice of using the MDM server as an option for managing Windows devices. How is this Windows 10 management platform, or the MDM platform, that is ubiquitous on all of these Windows 10 devices really architected? Let's jump into that. What you see here is the MDM management platform, and as you can see, different management solutions like MDM, provisioning, Exchange Active Sync, and Configuration Manager can all leverage the same platform. It is designed as a plugin type infrastructure where configuration service providers, which is the component that you see at the bottommost layer, can plug into the management platform to provide configuration of different features. For example, there is a configuration service provider that is available to configure VPN profiles. There is another configuration service provider that is available to configure Wi-Fi or security policies. So the management platform can get all of these providers plugged into it to perform the required operations. A couple of things that I really want to point out in this architecture. One is that there is a common device configurator layer through which all of the configuration passes through. This is really useful because if the same device is being managed by more than one management solution, the common device configurator layer ensures that there is effective conflict resolution of the policies. In addition to this, the WMI bridge, we talked about it a couple of slides back. So System Center Configuration Manager is an important management solution that is used by enterprises for PC management. System Center Configuration Manager, or Configuration Manager, requires WMI or uses WMI for configuration. So WMI stands for Windows Management Instrumentation and is a component of Windows. How can we make sure that all of these new configuration service providers that we are adding for configuring Wi-Fi, VPN, security policies through the MDM channel can be leveraged by also the Config Manager tool? This is exactly what WMI Bridge provides. It bridges the calls from the configuration service provider into a WMI interface, so any new functionality that's added to the MDM channel is also available to Config Manager. So What are these management capabilities that we have been talking about? What better way to learn about this than walk through a workflow of management in an enterprise? Let's assume that I am an employee joining your organization and walk through the different stages of management in the enterprise. If you tell me if there's just one slide you can look at in this whole session, I would highly recommend that to be this one. This slide is a great eye chart of all of the capabilities that are available in Windows 10 for MDM, and also the new capabilities that are getting added to the next release of Windows. So the first thing that I do when I join the organization is make sure that I have the right devices to work. It can either be my personal device, or it can be a device that's handed to me by the organization. Once I have it, I want to make sure that I get it set up for work and have all the required connectivity that I need. We saw how the lines between personal and work is really blurring nowadays. So it's not clear that I'm actually at work only when I'm at work. I also tend to work when I'm at home. So it's important for me to make sure that I not just have the connectivity at my workplace, but also when I'm away from my workplace. This is all about me. But on the other hand, the admin or IT wants to make sure that the devices that I own are kept secure and that their corporate assets are protected. An important part of this protection is to make sure that my device is up to date and current with all of the required security patches and latest updates from Microsoft. During the course of working, the main aspects of what I need on my device are apps. So IT has to take care of app management in addition to managing security policies and updates. And in the course of me using my device, I'm going to run into issues, and that's when I need IT help desk to support me. And finally, when it's time for me to leave the company, IT wants to make sure that I do not walk away with corporate assets or corporate data that I've got through getting my device set up for work. So let's walk through each of these phases and talk about the functionalities or capabilities that have been added for the next release of Windows. So the first step is really me getting my device set up for work. So we talked about two different kinds of devices, corporate-owned and personal-owned. So I have both of these when I joined the company. My organization gave me a corporate-owned laptop, and I have my own personal Windows phone. I want both of these to be set up for work. So in terms of setting up a corporate-owned device, there are two ways to do it. Either the IT can do it on behalf of me, or I can self-provision the device. Let's first talk about IT provisioning. With Windows 10, the Windows Device Provisioning Framework allowed IT to create provisioning packages using the Windows Image and Configuration Designer tool, which was shipped as part of the assessment and deployment kit to provision devices. Windows provisioning is a great alternative to the wipe and reload system, where IT had to completely wipe a device and reload it with a custom image. But now, what they did for my device was get a laptop, create a provisioning package, and just apply it to my device during the out-of-box experience. And lo and behold, I have a device that's joined to the appropriate domain with all of the settings that I need. With the next release of Windows, there are enhancements coming into the Windows Image and Configuration Designer tool to make this flow intuitive, to make the process of provisioning package creation much more simple for a lot of critical workflows. In addition to this, there is also more detailed and step-by-step documentation that is planned to be published for the important scenarios for provisioning. So that's IT provisioning. But on my personally owned phone or my personally owned laptop, I pretty much prefer provisioning by myself. So that's where we talk about self-provisioning. With Windows 10, users had the ability to automatically enroll in mobile device management when they either joined their device to Azure Active Directory or add in an Azure Active Directory account. This was great. But there were there was a lot of user confusion in terms of which path do I take? Do I have to just enroll my device in MDM, or do I have to add an Azure Active Directory account, which will in turn also enroll me into MDM? So with the next release of Windows, this flow is made much more simpler. Let's take a look at the flow to know more about it. For instance, here you actually see that there is a single connect button that tells me how I can connect to work. So all that I have to do is click on it and enter my UPN or the username credentials. Based on the username that I type in, Windows will determine if this device has to be added as an Azure Active Directory account and MDM enrolled, or if I have to just MDM enroll the device. So all I have to do is enter the username, and in this case, you see that it's taking me through the Azure Active Directory account addition flow. And once I'm enrolled, I have a successful connection. So the flow is really streamlined and helps the user achieve what they want, which is get connected to work. So I've set up my device now. So I have a personal phone that's set up for work using the self-provisioning workflow, and I have a corporate laptop that was provisioned by my IT using provisioning. The next step is really getting connected to work. With Windows 10, admins or IT could push down Wi-Fi profiles that help me get connected to corporate Wi-Fi. Along with it, they could also ensure that I have all the required certificates or credentials that are needed for me to securely connect to corporate Wi-Fi. I also had the ability to use two-factor authentication certificates using Passport because my IT could push that onto my device. With the next release of Windows, IT will be able to simplify Passport for Work deployment and utilize both key-based and cert-based deployments in their enterprise. So after a day at work, I go home and I realize that I still have work to do. I want to connect back and access a few documents back at work. That's when VPN comes to your rescue. In terms of VPN, the unified Windows VPN platform that was available in Windows 10 is further enhanced with the next release of Windows. There are new features added, like the support for custom cryptographic parameters through IPsec, and also simplified provisioning through MDM by using an XML-based provisioning method. In addition to this, I notice that the VPN profile that IT has pushed onto my device only gets connected when I connect to my internal network. So if I'm just browsing Facebook at home, I don't see the VPN connection getting triggered. So this is possible with a new capability that's added in the next release of Windows called destination name-based triggering. So IT can configure VPN profiles to only trigger for a particular destination address. This is an addition to the app-based triggering and the always-on VPN that existed for Windows 10. The other new capabilities that are coming in the next release of Windows for VPN is the support for Passport for Work certificates. So I can connect to VPN using two-factor authentication, and also the support for enterprise-based VPN in the context of enterprise data protection, which ensures that only enterprise data goes through this VPN. So enough about me. I've been able to set up the device and I'm successful at work. What about my IT? This is where they come in. We talked about IT management being a double-edged sword, where you provide productivity to your employees while at the same time keeping your devices and enterprise data secure. So IT can do this by using the security policies that are being added over what is already available today with Windows 10. There are new security policies that are added both for group policy and for MDM to support the new features. Some examples are configuration of the search provider in Edge, or the UX policies which support the configuration of notifications or continuum, and privacy policies which help you disable or enable consent prompts or disable the use of an advertising ID and so on. There are close to 60 new policies that are being added in the next release of Windows. In terms of advanced security, in addition to configuration of Windows Defender and enhancements to it that are added to the next release of Windows, there is another new capability that is added in the next release of Windows called Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection. This is powered by a cloud service that has advanced analytics and threat intel that allows you to detect and investigate targeted attacks on enterprise customers. Management of Windows Advanced Threat Protection can be done both through group policy and through MDM. So IT can use security policies and advanced security to control risks on a device and protect the device itself. But many of them don't just want to protect the device, but also want to protect the enterprise data that is on the device. Enterprise data protection, which is available in the next release, is going to come to their rescue here. Enterprise data protection provides user-friendly work personal separation. In terms of management of enterprise data protection, of managing what exactly is enterprise data, or auditing intentional data disclosures by me as an employee, can all be done through MDM or System Center Configuration Manager. The support for EDP will be available through different management solutions like Config Manager, through Microsoft Intune, and also third-party MDMs. We talked about how keeping my device current is really important for the admin to make sure that I have all the required security patches on the device. But in addition to that, there is also an user element there. I don't ever want to be in the business of looking for if I'm up to date and keep updating my device. I just want that to be taken care of for me. So that's where keeping your device current really becomes useful, both from an IT and from a user perspective. Let's talk about that for a minute. Windows Update for Business allows IT to control the rollout of upgrades. They now can have an increased control over this, which allows them to assess and accordingly deploy updates. For example, I receive updates on my device as soon as Microsoft releases them. So IT has really put me on one of the early rings So I get the update pretty much immediately. And based on the experiences of me and the others in the early rings, IT can decide if the update can be successfully rolled out to the next rings. In addition to this, there is also availability of policies through MDM for enterprises to control delivery optimization settings. They can control how updates are being delivered to the device and the use of peer-to-peer mechanisms to also save bandwidth. All of this configuration is integrated with existing tools, which is extremely important for enterprises. And in addition to that, IT can also look at my device and find out if it is compliant in terms of updates and if I'm up to date with all of the required security patches. For me to be productive on my device, the most important thing that I use are apps. For instance, I am on Outlook checking my email, or I'm on Word writing a document, or I'm using an app on my phone to check directions to a building within my campus. So apps are really the backbone of an operating system. And enterprises need to have the ability to manage applications similar to how they manage devices. When we talk about application management, the unified app management platform that is available in Windows 10 provides easier developer unlock and also line of business signing using an enterprise certificate in addition to the Symantec certificate. In terms of app management, the enterprise can manage different kinds of apps. They can manage universal Windows applications, or they can manage MSI-based desktop applications, or new in the next release of Windows, they can manage Sentinel apps. When I talk about app management, it includes a couple of things. It includes being able to install the app, being able to delete an app, or inventory the list of apps on the device, and also being able to configure application restrictions. For example, I picked up my phone the other day and I realized that I couldn't use Facebook. That's because my IT has blocked the use of that particular app on phones that are in their enterprise. So when we talk about apps, it's an important thing to understand how do we increase the developer reach for applications. Windows Store for Business provides an excellent opportunity to increase developer reach and also revenue potential by providing a platform for developers to expose their applications to a wide set of enterprise customers. Business models like volume distribution allow developers to easily make these apps available to enterprises. In terms of management of applications, there are various distribution models that are available to distribute these apps either through imaging or offline usage or through online installs. Organizations can acquire these apps in bulk and make it available to their employees. The advantage of Windows Store for Business for enterprises is it's a one-stop shop for all different kinds of apps. So it does not only include the store applications, but there is also an ability to have the line of business applications directly integrated to the organization. So it's been a month of me using my devices. And all of a sudden, I realized that I'm unable to connect to corporate Wi-Fi. So that's where the need for issue support comes in. I pick up the phone, call help desk, and they help me through it. So what are the capabilities that are added to help IT here? First of all, if I report a lost or stolen device with Windows 10, IT can remotely locate or remotely remotely ring that device, to ring the phone to find out where exactly it is. But in addition to this, with the next release of Windows, there is also a lot of enhanced MDM diagnostic logging that is added and resultant configuration report support that is added that admins or IT can use to understand the state of the device and use it to troubleshoot issues. In addition to this, with the next release of Windows, IT can also remotely reboot the device if it's stuck in a problem state. So all of these capabilities continue to make Windows devices much more easier to support and have the tendency to increase the make the user experience better for employees like me. So after about a year of working in Seattle, I get a job in Hawaii and I accept the offer. So now my IT wants to make sure that I don't walk away with my personal phone with all of the corporate data in it. So they want to ensure that all of the assets that were provisioned to my device is no longer available. And I want to make sure that my phone goes back to the state that it was in before I joined the organization. Here is where Enterprise Wipe comes into picture. IT can use Enterprise Wipe to remotely remove the corporate data that is available on enrolled devices. With the next release of Windows, we are making enhancements to make this Enterprise Wipe much more reliable, specifically on PCs, in cases like where the user's not logged in, to ensure that the data can be successfully and reliably wiped. In addition to this, there is also support for not just removing the MDM corporate data, but also being able to remove the Azure Active Directory account that was added to the device if the IT wants to make sure that not just enterprise data is removed, but also the corporate identity on the device is wiped out. And in cases for corporate-owned devices, like the case where I had the corporate laptop from IT, they might want to completely wipe the device because it's a device that they own and they want to use device wipe to clear the device and hand it over to the next employee. So with that, we come to the end of the life cycle of management and the capabilities that have been added to Windows 10 and in the next release of Windows. So here are a few resources for you to delve in much more deeper into the details, and also stay tuned for updates on the MDM reference, which we will be continually updating as we go ahead with our flights. As next steps, evaluate Windows 10 builds through Insider Preview. Try out the new stuff that's coming in and let us know what you feel. Stay tuned to updates on MDM documentation that will be available on MSDN. If you're an MDM ISV, this would be a good time to look at the documentation and prepare for the updates to support new features. If you're an enterprise, talk to your MDM ISV on the features that interest you the most. Thirdly, evaluate Windows Store for Business to get your apps available to a broad set of enterprise customers. And finally, give us feedback. We're looking forward to see your feedback through the Windows Feedback tool. Thank you.